All right, mission accomplished, Bart. Finally, that Spanish music put me in the mood for tapas.
Me too! Oh my God, I love tapas. Tapas are so much better than pretty much anything else. Because
pretty
it's
much anything
no,
else
but food wise, because it's like a little like nibble of delicious stuff instead of like one giant like plate of the same shit.
It's totally true. You know how much I love America, but we are doing one thing wrong, which is the size of the meals are way too large. Mm-hmm. It is 1,000 times better to have, if you had the same amount of food, first of all, like if you go to a Cheesecake Factory is already ungodly, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and people order like an appetizer and an entree and a dessert. If you ate all that, I would explode, okay?
Yeah.
I can't finish just an one entree at Cheesecake Factory. Like, you might think otherwise looking at me, but I actually don't eat that much. I eat really bad food and you know, I don't, whatever. I'm not using it as an excuse. It's just that my metabolism is not great, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the point is, like, I'm clearly overweight and I cannot finish one entree at a normal American restaurant.
Yeah.
It would be so much better to have 3, 4, 5 different things that you could sample. Right?
Yes, okay, so even if it's not a tapas restaurant, if I'm out to dinner with friends, I get offended when they won't order as if it's a family style situation.
Offended.
Like, it's offensive, right? Like, let's all order an entree, okay, and like put it in the middle and let's family style that shit.
I hear you, but everybody's particular,
no,
right? Everybody's
got
different things.
But I don't dine with the particular ones.
Okay, I have a friend.
Unacceptable.
If you try to share his food, he'll say that he doesn't appreciate you raping his food. I'm like, okay, bring it down, big guy.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
One of the best, I still remember this meal. I want to go back to this country for this meal. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best meals I had was at Cannes with you, that Armenian restaurant.
Oh my God, that was really good.
How good was that food?
So good.
And she would not stop bringing out the most delicious little plates.
Yeah.
They were xiaoxiao, but they were just perfect size.
They were perfect. Yeah, we tried so many different things. And that's the excitement of it all. Like, you get to try a bunch of different things. Your palate is, you know, excited. You know.
Oh, my palate was so excited that night. It was like, what's up?
I've never had tapas before. What's in it? I don't know what it is.
Really. So it could be, Bart, it could be a lot of different things. So a normal tapa in Spanish cuisine might be grilled octopus. Okay, hold, don't judge it yet. It could be chorizo, sausage. Okay, so you're back in. Okay,
can I just, the best tapa that I had in Spain, in Barcelona, I think it's also common in other parts of Spain. They do this thing where it's like a piece of bread, like French bread, and then they put like a thin layer of like a tomato sauce on it.
Fair.
And then I know it sounds weird, but it's a like thin slice of anchovy that's been with like, it tastes like it's vinegary, like it's been preserved in vinegar. No, it's so good.
No.
You guys don't even know.
No, I challenge you that is in any way controversial. That sounds delicious.
It's so good. It's so good. And then the great thing about Europe is, especially Spain, if you go to a bar to drink, they just give you tapas. Like, they give you snacks. Like, while you're drinking.
You know what? They say Europe is too liberal. I say not liberal enough.
Oh.
Okay, free tapas. I mean, we're dying over here in America. Okay, we ain't got no free tapas. We don't have free health insurance. We don't have free college. We don't have free tapas.
Don't have free tapas.
So, basically, what tapas is bubble and squeak. And what I mean is, my grandfather would make bubble and squeak. And basically, what it is he would just grab whatever's in the cupboard, mix it all together, and it's bubble and squeak.
Kind of the opposite, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were on to the right thing. But no, it's like one of those at a time, but they're all small. Okay, so one piece of sausage, the one piece of anchovy toast, etc.
Yeah.
So keep them separate. They're in small little plates.
So good.
And so, like in Turkish, it's called meze. You know, so same thing in Armenia. Obviously, the food culture is very similar. And it's little pieces that come out a little bit at a time, and it's perfect.
Yeah, it's just think of it as appetizers, just like a ton of appetizers.
But xiao appetizers, because in America, the appetizer portions are gargantuan.
They are,
right?
Yeah.
We do everything big in America. The only thing I want to correct you on is Barcelona.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Ibiza.
Barcelona.
Okay, so I wanted to bring up one other thing. So, is it hindsight's 2020?
It is. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Some people argue it's 2015. No, hindsight is actually 2020.
2020. Okay. So, you know, you learn a lot of things about home construction when you,
Oh, we're back to the home. Oh, thank you.
I know. I wanted to just bring up something. There are certain things that I don't understand, like certain inventions that I feel like should have been nixed, and since they haven't been nixed, should be banned. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, we've talked about soffits, but a new thing that I've learned about, partly because of disastrous situations in my kitchen, is thermofoil. Do you know what thermofoil is?
Nope, sounds too complicated for me.
Okay, thermofoil is like, it's a material, they're a type of cabinetry, right? Mm-hmm. And so basically what it is like, what is it called when you have like tiny little pieces of wood that you press together to form something?
Thermofoil?
No. Got fiberboard or some shit like that. Whatever, okay, it doesn't matter. Right, but it's not wood. It's not wood. It's like a bunch of wood scraps that they press together to make the door. And then they put like a vinyl cover over that door. Okay. So here's what happens to a thermofoil cabinet door. If it gets hot in any way, shape, or form, that thermofoil cover, the vinyl cover, like starts bubbling and it comes off. Okay. And then there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can try painting the board underneath it, but it sounds like a disastrous process and people have had a lot of trouble with that too. And I'm like, why? But why would they? It's a kitchen with an oven and a stove and like a pressure cooker sometimes and whatever, a rice cooker other times and
slow
the teapot
cooker.
And slow cooker. There's heat in the kitchen. Why would anyone do this? Why would anyone do this?
You know what I say to thermofoil? If you can't take the heat in the kitchen, then get out.
Get the fuck out of my kitchen. So now I'm like, do I rip all the vinyl coverings off of the cabinet doors and then try to paint them myself? Or do I just let the kitchen look like shit? I'm gonna let the kitchen look like shit.
Yeah, see, this is the one advantage of being as busy as I am, which is that ain't nobody got time for thermofoil.
I'm busy too.
No.
I'm just a woman and I care about these things.
No, I hear you. I wouldn't even notice it. I've never noticed thermofoil in my life. I've probably had it in 17 homes, apartments that I've had. Okay, and I never noticed that it was getting bubbling up.
Yeah.
And that's probably because I've never cooked. So when I was making cereal, it probably didn't bubble up. Okay.
But have you ever done a home repair in your life? Ever?
No.
Never?
I don't think so.
You've never repaired anything. Have you mowed the lawn?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid. So look, first of all, I'm a blue collar American. That's bullshit. Okay. Like I went to pretty good schools. I was a lawyer for like half a second and then I've done this soft ass job. Okay. But when I was a kid, I did work in construction, as I've said many times, right?
Oh, yeah, it's true. And how did you work in construction and not kill yourself?
Well, it was this close. I mean, it was nip and tuck every day. Mm-hmm. When I used to hammer nails for the sheetrock, I was so scared. I was positive I was going to take my finger off every single time. So that part made me so nervous. Tearing shit down, I liked. Okay.
Yeah.
But putting stuff back up requires a lot of spatial reasoning and coordination.
Oh, that's true.
And I was so bad at it. You know the famous story where I built the whole bathroom by myself. When I was at the construction job, and I used to mow the lawn, and my dad and I would have huge fights over mowing the lawn because I'd always make it wait so long. And we had a big lawn; it went around. It wasn't like we were rich or anything, but it went around too much. And like in the old days, people forget. You guys, some of you will remember. You go once, especially because I let it go for so long. You go up and then down and you're done and you have to dump that whole thing out and then you have to tie up the bags and
I've never mowed the lawn. I will admit I have not mowed the lawn.
You have no idea how miserable it is if you're doing it by hand and you gotta bag all that grass and you have to do it every other week and it's fucking maddening. So yes, I've done that.
Okay.
But I've never been like, ooh, there's a nail out of place here. Hey, you know what? Get me my set. Let me fix this up. Fuck no.
Oh God. Okay. So
I would rather have something broken in the house forever.
If every time I have free time, I'm fixing stuff in the place, like myself. Which, by the way, I don't know if this is like common, but I feel really powerful when I'm using a power tool. Like if I'm using a power drill, and I know things about drill bits. Mm-hmm. I know how to use drill. Do you know how to use drill bits?
The short answer is no. Okay, I know. Listen, hold
yes.
on. Hold on. I understand. It's the thing that you put at the end of the drill, right? And it's like different ones.
Yes,
right.
Different ones.
Yes. Okay. See, I knew what it was. And if I was back to being 15 and I was paid $2 an hour and made by my dad to do it, I'd do it. But yeah. I really hate it,
yeah.
So I wouldn't want to.
No. The power drill is one of my favorite tools. Because you can do so much with it. Like one of my dreams is to have a space where I can also buy one of those wood saws so I can like do my own crown molding. Like this kind of shit's exciting.
Oh my God, that sounds terrible.
No, it sounds
terrible.
Awesome.
Oh my God, my heart aches thinking about it. So power drills, I hate them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know I'm gonna drill in the wrong place, and then it's gonna be devastating because it's a power drill,
uh-huh.
And it's gonna go like this instead of going like this, and then I'm gonna ruin the post that I'm drilling into,
or
and
the drywall or whatever.
And the drywall.
You can repair everything though. There's spackle. And
No. You can repair everything. I cannot repair anything.
Yeah.
So once I've screwed it up, I'm just gonna go, fuck it. And I'm gonna just keep it like that for the rest of the time that I live in that house.
So what happens when something breaks in your household? Does Wendy fix it?
Yeah.
She's such a badass.
I believe the conservatives would call me a beta.
And they do.
They do, mission accomplished. Are you kidding me? I got a wife that fixes things. I'll take that any day.
Yeah.
And then if things get really out of hand, like the furnace, whatever, right? And we are not qualified to do it.
Yeah.
Then there's a guy that we use from the neighborhood that the neighbors use and stuff. Like then a handyman, right?
Yeah.
And he's a really good guy and I really like him. He's just the slowest handyman ever.
Is he paid by the hour?
Yes, but Wendy's convinced that that's not why he's slow. I think it's a little bit in his nature, and a little bit he takes a little while to go to Home Depot and come back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. But it's a little like the sloth in Zootopia. That's really funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna do another thing about his name, but I don't want to give his name.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like him. We get along. But
it's just good.
It takes
a while. Good that you have a dude you can rely on. That's like a hard thing to find.
I'm glad my wife has a man she can rely on. Oh, sorry. I do some power drilling at home.
Oh, come on.
That one I'm up to the job. That one I could work with.
Oh man.
All right guys, so we're out of time. Remember tonight live at 10:30 Eastern, the story about immigrant prisons. It's amazing, don't miss it. It's right here, tytnetwork.com/live. All right, we'll see you guys.